Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 6 with verses 5 through 8. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. When we learn to pray over everything we do, we become a seeker of all knowledge through speaking to God in peace, led by His Son's Word, sharing the passion of His Spirit, where truth is constantly calling on His name by the persistence we illuminate in our souls to share what they all give in redemption, life eternal. Free of sins, we accomplish all the more. Free of sins, we seek to speak to God secretly each day and understand there will always be more. It becomes easy to appreciate when life is about sharing salvation forevermore. This discussion with God takes place constantly, for He hears and listens to every word of every human, past, present, and future. No matter the thought, no matter the action, if you place God first in these ongoing abilities of existence, you too will speak to Him in secret each and every day, wanting what His will describe as being obedient. He seeks your perfection in this way. As we learn to talk to Him, it encompasses your being as you feel the need to exude peace, passion, and persistence of living as a forgiven child of God. This is what He wants from our constant discussions with Him, is to live redeemed, seeking souls, asking for salvation. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our sister-in-law, Carmen. She is the grandmother of Brittany, who we speak healing prayers for daily, who overcame brain cancer. Carmen is suffered a stroke and is having trouble with swallowing, and we're just praying for her ease and her peace. She's been very over anxious, hard to talk this past day. We're just praying for her, Lord. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for Holy Mother. In the name of Louis, as we pray daily, prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for our friend and his wife for a baby to be born. Oh Lord, we ask that You bless this couple. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 6 with verses 5 through 8 this morning. Two stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Pray You Room Inner as a Fatherly Secret. Hypocrites, be not as you pray. Corner streets or synagogue babbling display, wanting to be seen each and every day. Reward they received, my amen conveyed. Pray you room inner as a fatherly secret. You repaid in secret before you need it by fatherly love. Pagans babble praying words many needs wreak it. Them be not. Your knowing Father sees needs and conceives all from above. Amen. I'm Thomas Shaw Cruz Wiggins. It's December 29, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 5:11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. We close the morning each day as we try to at 7 minutes and 11 seconds each day. We normally call out to our good friends John and Marie each morning just to say God bless you, some good friends who we just share the love of Jesus with each and every day. And we ask for continued prayers as we close out the year. If you want to support a ministry, we have a prison transition program in place, as well as other homeless needs that we take care of. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, we close in the name of Jesus. God bless you, Johnny. And that's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.